Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey everybody, good evening. Thanks for tuning in once again. I am you once again. This is Jay, a.k.a. Casimir. It's a good night tonight. We've got a full moon coming up, so we're getting ready. Good priority spells, as well as any kind of release in fiction or anything else that you want rid of. It can be your anger, it can be your anything you have you don't want to carry on anymore that you want to physically get rid of. Now is the time to cast that spell. So, speaking of spells, there's a lot of things that are out there right now that a lot of people are involved in, and apparently being a witch is a trend, which I find horrific. Yeah, people nowadays believe in the old ways. They don't believe in my way that should be the way witchcraft should be practiced. And it's more fun for them, apparently, to be nasty and actually not be very magical, but bitchy. And that's one thing that we are unconditional beings. That people and their doings have just grown to hurt everybody. So, you are on the path of being a witch, regardless of which spectrum you're on. If you like magic, dark magic, always remember because there's a power of three. It will back and love to serve it cold on a plate. So always keep in mind. tonight, I have a couple of new things, something different. I had a couple of mine that were sick with a cold, including revenue. And once again, being the quick witch, I made a call. I'll tell you folks exactly what it. I won't tell you what the process is, how long it took. However, it has rosemary, water, it has ginger, it has rosemary, it has cinnamon, it has sea salt, it has juice, as well as, don't forget the crown royal, top it off, because that really opens up the passages and the lungs and helps with your respiratory system. It is a elixir that I make for you. It's one of those things that be made at home a lot better for than any of the chemicals that you find. Some, please, by ones, let me know. I'll be moving on to it. It is something that's created, though, because it does have a fresh way to transport it back to the field, but one other way to you. It's one of those things that I'm thinking about putting on my website. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to put it on my website or not, but I think, especially the upcoming season where people are there, cold is coming, unfortunately, shortly down the road, and everything that's in this will actually open up your system, and it's a lot better for you than anything that you would buy because there's no chemicals in it. It's all natural. It's good for you. It's something that works effectively. Rev Adam had a sniffle and was feeling kind of heavy in the chest, and I made this for him, and he's feeling 100% better than what it was before. So it's always good to be an eclectic witch. It's good to be a teaching witch. It's good to be a witch because you are doing it properly and doing it with love and that extra power that I have. So that's just one of the old ways of things that used to be done back in the day where it's something I do that I have a knack that I love to do. I'm a natural healer. There's people that ask, what is that? Basically what it is I'm a natural healer. I have the power of energy in me that can actually heal people. I healed a young man. He had a kidney stone. I healed Renato. He had a tooth removed, and he healed him in about 3 days. Very effective. I have a lot of abilities. I just came back into palm reading. $25 off of the 6th of July. Go ahead and book your appointment on LincolnTreeOfLife.com. $25 gives you a reading of palms as well as I think approved reader, which is nice. So, anyways, my abilities are growing more and more every day. I'm learning more about myself, helping more and more people. people. This is not about me. This is about the people that I love and the ones that are in my circle. I do still have a tutoring position open. If anyone is interested, go to wickandtreeoflife.com and fill out the form that's there for a student or apprenticeship. I love what you heard from Adam here.
Hi, everyone.
There's a lot of good things going on. There's a lot of power that's being surged. There is a lot of things that are being purged as well. The universe is still being very nice because the human race is not nice. There's still a threat of COVID-19 and how it will possibly get worse. There can't imagine how it will be at capacity with all the hospitals because people are lackadaisical about their own health and others, and it's just horrifying. But I'm not going to that subject tonight because we've got a lot of good things going on. I'd like to go in tonight and be a guest speaker on the air tonight, or like to call in and hello. The phone is 323-642-1694. Special thanks to Ram and Psychic Target again. As you know, there is a lot of things going on our lives as well. There is, you know, and helping people. It is going to a proofreader this week. Yay. I'm going to send it over to a friend of mine too so that way she can read it and tell me what her thoughts are. And this White Witch Kessler, he's gone through quite a bit, and he's going to do some more. He's getting into the stuff now. He hasn't cast it because he's done being 21. He's celebrated. So now he's looking for things in the book as well as he's out and about, and he's finding out himself and he's to his power. So that being said, I'd like to give a shout out to Morning Coffee Tea, my good friend Chris, for a call and stop by her website, greenscoffee.com, and make an order. She's a great lady. She's wonderful. Lots of to help you pick out your favorite coffee tea or your flavored sugar. Don't forget to go to Merlin's staff, MERINSSAFF.com. That is Reverend's website he runs. And then, of course, wickandtreeoflife.com, WICCANTREEOFLIFE.com. You can send an email to wickandtreeoflife.com. And I have finally had a chance to assign a name to my Facebook fan page. It's Witch, WTH, Wiccan Tree of Life. That's how you find my page on Facebook. Stop in, and don't forget to a like and subscribe to my webpage, as well as don't forget web there. Take advantage, get to find us on Spotify for podcasts, which is on tonight at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. So that's enough promotion for now. We've got a couple callers hanging out that are waiting, but I'd like to maybe get insight from Adam, because we have a full moon that's coming up, and usually I do a moon spell. Some of our prosperity is always good. I'll use some moon water. I want to be able to get a chance and see what it would be like if we had a wizard that was controlling to do with the moon that night.
You know, at this point, we have such a wonderful opportunity, J-Tree. Thank you for asking me. We have such a wonderful opportunity this time to the world to be able to work on cleansing and protection. So one thing I've done recently is I've made a blog post about protection over at merlinstaff.com in order to help people understand how to cast that kind of spell. And now kind of would work. And what you could do is start on that full moon night and work towards protecting yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and helping yourself come into alignment with healing and doing preventive work before things even take a turn for the worse. And maybe, you know, in phase of the universe or another, at times a full moon could represent love, or it could represent money, prosperity, or it could represent healing. But a full moon entirely could also be used as an energy source for any purpose. And we lose sight of that sometimes. A full moon can be used for any purpose at any given time that is full. And I really just protective and preventative work this time around.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Adam. It's always nice to have other insight as well as just, I mean, I don't want to sit there and have just my insight because and be part of community because, you know, we have a place we sit there and we welcome everybody to come in. And just be yourself. Don't be somebody else. You know, be yourself because everybody else will take it. Let's talk about energy things. Let's talk about burning, talk about spells, let's talk about scribing candles, let's talk about different crystals and things that are used throughout spells and make blessings to do all the things that you need to do in order to get your own protection. You know, how to make the following protection rules, how to smudge properly, to how to get the things that you need as well.
Mm.
There's a lot of things. You've always got salt in your cabinet. Everybody's got salt, which is very handy to have. There's rosemary, thyme, and sage. However, if you are a practicing, I should suggest that you have it. Everybody has usually a piece of amethyst that they can use, a clear quartz. There's a lot of things that we have that are outside the yard that we can just sell energy by going ahead and digging into the yard and into the ground or plant flowers and placing our hands inside the ground. Negative flows out of us into the ground. It's like earthing. A lot of people, especially now since it's so warm outside, that people like to earth. They have to take off their shoes and walk around in that soft grass. So that way it helps the body, it helps the mind, it helps the soul, it helps every part of us.
Very true.
So I'd like to do that. I'd like to commercial real quick before we start taking calls. And it's all about how we perceive and what we do, and it's all about the loving nature that we have. To get to not ourselves but to other creatures, which includes animals as well as humans. So always remember that what you're out, you're going to get back, and also that, you know, being a witch is going to be loving, kind, forgiving, and be unconditional.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to go to commercial break in just a moment.
Don't be spellbound, my friend. Centuries of wisdom assure me you are ready to take the next step and visit MerlinStaff.com. Are you interested in knowing your future? Do you want to know your destiny? Or do you feel cursed? For this wizard can show you the path ahead and unleash the unrivaled magnitude of magic. Visit MerlinStaff.com for all of your key ingredients like blessed candles, charms, dream catchers, magical items, sacred incense, and much more from our online enchanted market. MerlinStaff.com.
All right, everybody, we're back. Our tonight is 347463. Thank you for calling in. This is JT, a.k.a. You're live on the air.
Hi. Your phone is kind of breaking up. This is Tanika. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have two important questions to ask you. One, do you guys see me in my job for a long time, or do you see me leaving anytime soon? And then the second one is if my niece's daughter's father, unborn daughter's father, is going to cause any harm to my family because I just came home to hearing that he made threats.
Mm-hmm. Number one, threats that I see here are idle threats. They will not be followed through on. So what I've been saying is that he's calling threats, but he's like calling them in a way where there's no follow through. He wants you to call his bluff. Okay. At the end of the day, they're all bar no bite with this one. And as far as the job situation is concerned, yeah, that will work out for you. There's nothing to be too concerned about. As long as you speak from your chakra and you speak from your throat chakra, you feel that things will balance out in your favor. Now, there is another new opportunity coming in for work for you, but I don't feel that opportunity is going to be, like, forcibly put on you.
Okay. I understand. So
okay.
He's not...
Beautiful.
So he's not going to hurt my family, like he said, because if she leaves with the child, with her mom to go to Florida, he's not going to come after my mom and us in this house or my family.
So he's making idle threats. He does not go to day. He's scared. He is coming from a place of fear because he doesn't have control. He is coming from a place where he has not healed. And truthfully, he's made. So, of course, he's going to go through whatever chaos he's going to go through. But there is all bark and no bite in this. At least what we see psychically is what we're conveying to you.
All right. Thank you.
So, try to relax and do the worst case scenario. You get yourself a restraining.
Right, that's what we were thinking. But we were like, by the time, sometimes when violence happens, by the time people violate restraining orders, by the time the police come, if something happens, the damage is already done. And my parents are older.
You know, have a restraining order and they do make damage before police get there and everybody is still alive, then it's in the court with that restraining violation.
I can say too, Tamika, honestly speaking from experience. You've got kitchen,
yeah.
Don't you?
A kitchen?
Have onion in your kitchen.
Do
you
I
have
onion
in? Defend yourself. It comes into the house. You have every right to defend yourself. Don't think for a second that you, even if you've got protection for yourself that you can use in court of law. It would be made. You know something? If he, even if he was threatening you with a face, anything like. You have a right to defend.
I know, I'm trying. I'm just scared because it's like he has guns. I don't know why she chose this person. And my family, you know, my mom and all of us, I feel like we're sitting ducks or something if this boy is really serious.
Does
he
know where you
that.
Live?
Yeah. Because, of course, she brought him to meet her family.
So, lock your doors. Don't answer the doors for anyone. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Don't answer the doors. Be cautious. Take measures. But my opinion is that he's not going to follow through on those threats.
Okay. I'll contact you to speak to you off air sometime when me and you can talk one-on-one and we could just have reception between us, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Love and light.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other callers tonight? I've been ringing a couple more tonight. Oh, well. But anyway, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening. They always do. Don't forget to go to wickentreeoflife.com. wickentreeoflife.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new piece that will be going up shortly. That was made recently this week. I think that Adam has more dream catchers that he wants to place on the site as well. And of course, you've always got something fun and exciting that's going on there. So if you need to hold me for some reading, please go ahead and book an appointment. As well as don't forget to look at Facebook on WICTCH, Wiccan Tree of Life Tonight, and having Adam with us as well. May your day be filled with love and light, and may be healthy and day and voice.
Blessed be.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir. tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed beings.